We do a lot of stories about what's not working in education, but we're going to flip the script and talk about a school that just wrapped up a banner year. In fact, it's seventh in a row. We're going all the way up north, as they say in Michigan, to the Upper Peninsula, to Brimley Elementary. Of the 300 students there, more than half are Native American, and many come from low-income families. Michigan Radio's Jennifer Guerra visited the school to see what they're doing right.
Brimley, Michigan, is the type of small town where the students of the month from the elementary school get a full-page write-up in the local newspaper. There's an Indian reservation just up the road, a couple of bars, a gas station, a motel, and that's about it. The kids at Brimley don't get a lot of visitors, so when a reporter shows up with a microphone, they've got questions.
What's the radio station? Where do you live?
Are you going to our school to interview other people?
And my favorite.
Why are you here?
It's a good question. Why am I here? Well, this school serves two groups that often struggle academically. But here at Brimley, American Indian students are not only outperforming other natives in the state, they're outperforming white kids. And on some tests, the low-income kids are performing at the same level as Michigan kids from better-off families. So that's why I'm here, to figure out how they do it.
It feels really good to have good grades. It feels really good to be super smart.
That's 9-year-old Chloe. Her full American Indian name is
Chloe Badazagekwe Tipo.
And this is her friend, Grace Hill.
I'm turning 10, and I'm in fourth grade.
Grace and Chloe are both members of the Bay Mills Indian community. Chloe lives on the reservation. Grace lives in town. So why do you think you guys are doing so well?
Well, everyone's accepted here for who they are, no matter if they're Irish, Native, African American, or just French. Everyone's treated fairly.
I think our teachers are teaching us really, really well.
So that's theory number one, good teachers. Theory number two, money. Pete Ruthier is Brimley Elementary's principal. He says the school can't collect property taxes from the reservation, so the federal government subsidizes the school. It's called impact aid. This year, Brimley got $1 million. That translates into about $2,000 extra in funding per student.
So that does help big time, that it really gives us an extra pot of money, if you will.
And they spend that extra pot of money wisely, on resources like people and early interventions.
We have one full-time resource room teacher for special education.
There's a full-time speech and language pathologist.
Got it.
First graders who are having a tough time with reading and writing get one-on-one time with a reading specialist.
What do you think you want to write about today?
Elephants?
Elephants. What would you like to say about elephants?
There's an intervention teacher for kids in fourth, fifth, and sixth grades. They mostly focus on math. There are teacher's aides to help out in all of the kindergarten, first, and second grade classrooms. And class sizes are small. Average size, 22 kids. And there's one more thing. The teachers are constantly assessing their students to make sure they are where they need to be.
Are we ready? Oh, looks like Marissa's table's almost ready.
First grade teacher Lanny Castine does a reading assessment with her kids every month.
Is it a lot of work? Yes, it's a lot of work. I'm here a lot of nights till 6 o'clock, but it's what's best for the students.
Based on those assessments, the bottom 30% of students get a lot of extra help and support. So that's what they're doing. It's nothing outlandish or super tech heavy. They haven't reinvented the wheel. They have more money in their general fund, and they use it to hire more people. More early interventionists, more paraprofessionals, and more teachers to help keep the class sizes small. Of course, some students, like Grace and Chloe, have their own small wish list of how they would like to use some of that money.
I would want to change some of the lunches. Some of the lunches aren't that really yummy.
Well, there's not really much to change. The school is good just by itself. But yeah, I agree with Grace. Not all the lunches are yummy.
For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Guerra.